Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday, 877-881-1053. Shout-out to us from the 214. You guys are awesome, by the way. Although they did also say they'd like to hear more of Mike and Corey ganging up on Kevin. I don't care for that part, but I like the rest of it. Now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thanks, Bubba. I really appreciate that, man. That's really kind of you.
Man.
The
Reggie made that one person mad.
Why do you get so mad about things, dude? Like, all right.
I don't know. Sometimes you can't help it.
So this morning, Sean and RJ and Bobby and Eric Chiafalo and Peyton and Chris Strong's show.
that's too many people.
They were at Glen Heights. Shout out to Glen Heights.
And the mayor came on.
Is that Mayor Sonia Brown? She was awesome, dude. She was awesome. Wearing her Rangers World Series shirt.
Go get Rangers.
Telling Mike no key for him because he's a Jags supporter.
That was pretty funny.
Not as much anymore. I sold the kaboom. Congratulations to Tyler.
The whole city of Tyler?
The kid's
name. The human.
I saw a young man's name was Tyler who bought the lot. I think he lives in the north part of our Metroplex.
Plano?
More north than that. Plano Frisco? Has become like just, yeah, way up there. Denton? Whatever, like a Lovejoy thing or something.
Oh, yeah, that is farther
made
north.
Made up
yeah.
City names that came about 20 years ago.
Shout out to the city of Allen. Still the cleanest Walmart I've ever been in. Just want to put that out
there. All right.
The question, I did see this question pop up, and the question was, would you take $30,000 now or play a week of Major League Baseball for no pay?
Of course I will take the $30,000.
And that's not the question.
Oh, okay.
Because this show doesn't just regurgitate other shows' topics, Kevin.
That's true. There's another station for that.
My question for that is, how much would it take you to play for the Astros? Because the Astros are the lowliest team out there. Everybody knows this. They are the worst. They cheated the game of baseball. And they cheated other potential legends out there from having even more legendary careers by being cheating-ass cheats, all right? So,
you're not going to like my answer.
How much would it take for you to play for a cheating-ass team like the Astros?
I would stay with that $30,000 figure, and I would gladly take that.
You would play a week of baseball?
Yeah.
For the cheating Astros?
You cannot affect change unless you're in the game, Corey. What better way to sabotage than from the inside?
Are you going to sabotage the Astros from inside? You have 1 week.
I gave this a lot of thought. Every once in a while, man, I probably shouldn't say this on air. Every once in a while, I'll just honk the horn for no reason, like at a stoplight. And then I'll turn around and like pretend like I'm looking for who the person is to honk the horn. Same theory here. I bring the trash can lid out and wait until we're batting and just like bang it a little bit and see if I can hide it away. And then like get out of the dugout and be like, was that guy? And like pretend to point at somebody and like, who's doing this?
Here's the way I see it. I see Kevin, he's dragging the trash can from the clubhouse and he's taking it up the dugout steps and he goes and gets in the batter circle and he's just standing there hitting the trash can in the batter circle.
To at least one of the players, I can be like, I seen you bang trash worse than this, all right? What? So, come on.
And the whole time he's doing it, everybody's kind of looking at him like, what is he? He's not actually going to do this. And then they got to hear about it. Okay, I see what you're trying to do.
But also, it's $30,000. Like, that's a lot of freaking money.
And you have to wear an Astros uniform.
After taxes, though.
You have to have pictures. There will be pictures of you in an Astros uniform.
That's fine.
All right.
And I'll sign those
Bruce
cards.
Bruce Bochy played for the Astros?
Yeah.
He also won a World Series for the Rangers, so forgiven.
Okay. He also won a World Series for the Giants, and they beat the Rangers.
Forgiven. You're
still cool with him?
Forgiven. Mike?
I make that trade.
Yeah, I wouldn't care. If I played for the Astros, I'd be awesome.
You how much would it take?
How much would it like to pay me?
He's taking 30 grand to do it for a week.
And it could be less.
I don't know. I'd have to go
Sorry, Corey.
Let me go to Baseball Reference. I'll type in my name.
Oh, he's gonna see. Are you gonna see how much money you made?
Yeah, that's by the way.
That is
career
that
earnings.
Right, and I'm not on Basketball Reference, so that would really...
Why am I not coming up?
I've been eliminated from this because I'm on Basketball Reference.
It's because you haven't you're retired officially.
So, I'm trying to look at my service time here because I'd want to get to 2 years. I think there's service
It's 1 week.
On
1 week of baseball.
No, well, you're telling me I'll do it for free if I can get to 2 years service time. So then that ups my pension a lot more.
Okay, gotcha.
But, so it's not he's not totally playing for free, but on the front.
And, yeah, I'm playing for free, yeah. But I'm just getting my service time higher.
So from the
I might accidentally run into somebody in the field.
From the 806, give me $100,000 and I'll put Altuve's bat and glove on top of his locker so he can't reach and won't be able to play.
See, did you guys know I've been alive for 244 days?
I'm sorry, it's
our
short folks.
What did you just say, Mike?
I've been alive for 244 days.
This year or since your last birthday?
46 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it keeps track of how many days away you are from your next birthday.
That's cool.
Really not a days away, because then you have to do math on how many days there are in a year. Nobody knows that.
All right, Reggie, I'm going to you until Mike figures out his math years.
365.
How much?
Most of the time.
121.
How much would it take for you to don an Astros jersey and
veteran.
Play for a week?
Your math's correct.
Veteran minimum.
Me right? Like he's not from not Houston. If I was a baseball player. It's me right now.
Yes.
Do you know how much I get paid?
Yes.
Give
kinda,
me that minute.
I kind of know.
That'll work.
$40 today.
I mean, not far off.
I think it's different.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much what it is.
So like, hey man, like yeah. You want to give me a professional athlete salary? I'll play for whoever.
Wow.
I'll play for the A's.
You guys.
I think league minimum is $720,000. So,
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm not now.
How many weeks is that? Is that broken down over 52 weeks? Probably not.
No, it's broken down over, I'm going to guess, 26 weeks.
All right. So, for that week, you would make approximately $27,692.
There you go.
Or as I said, close enough to $30,000.
You couldn't pay me enough. I guess I just must be a bigger Rangers fan than y'all. You couldn't pay me enough.
You also get paid a lot more than me.
To wear an Astros jersey.
But you're the Nimrod who said you would throw back the Aaron Judge baseball for 62.
Because I'm a big fan of the Rangers, not a big fan of Aaron Judge, all right?
Aren't you a big fan of money?
Run ball, you throw it back if it's the opponent. That's the way it should be, and it always has been. You never...
Mike, you
never pay
is?
Me enough to wear.
That's that Plano privilege coming
yeah,
through. That's what's
he
happening.
He says these things, but he doesn't believe in these things.
Mike, they could. Oh. Rob Manfred could walk over with that piece of metal and be like, "Hey, I'm going to give this to you 3 more years in a row for the Rangers." I still wouldn't do it.
All
never.
Right, fine.
Couldn't
what? Couldn't have pictures. I couldn't wear pictures. And you know what? I don't. There are tons of Rangers fans out there that are right there with me. You couldn't pay them enough.
Yeah, the ones that are all millionaires already.
I love the Rangers, too. When I got drafted by the Cleveland Indians, I didn't quit baseball because the
Rangers it's not the Astros, Mike. It's not the Astros. It's Cleveland.
That's fine. Even, okay, at that point, it would be, I guess, the Yankees. But the Yankees would be like, we're not the Rangers rivals. What are you guys talking about, right?
Yeah.
Question number two.
I'd be like, yeah, this is awesome.
Question number two.
Okay.
What have you been craving? I know Mike.
$30,000.
No, buddy. Yeah, man.
So it's been 5 years. I've been craving peach ice cream.
Why can you not
and
have?
And I know that it's been 5 years because I asked this question around COVID time.
Okay.
And it had at least been a year that I had wanted some peach ice cream. And everybody was saying Hams Peach Orchard is the place to get the best peach ice cream.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is it peach ice cream if I cut very fresh peaches into vanilla ice cream?
I think it's just vanilla ice cream topped with peaches at that point.
And that's not.
I want the little chunks thrown in there, mixed into the whole thing. I want it like really mixed in. Now, if you take vanilla ice cream and mix it up that way,
I guess I kind of like it that way better because then the peaches are soft.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get, let's say, I don't even think Bluebell makes peach ice cream, but if they did, and I have had peach ice cream before, like in some sort of container like that, the peaches are so frozen that I don't like them as much as when they're more fresh.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. I do like them frozen like that. Okay. And that's kind of what I'm really
like
craving
it. With frozen grapes.
I'm not a huge fan of that. But
they have a whole section now up at the media like dinner room of Jared Sandler's frozen grapes. Every time you can go up there and for like a dollar get a cup of frozen grapes from Jared Sandler.
The father-in-law, we're going to see him next week. He was like, hey, I'm making peach ice cream this week.
Oh,
and yes. Avery said the last year they hung out with the in-laws while we were in Oxnard. Said that when he made it last year, it was awesome. So I'm finally, after 5 years, I've been craving peach ice cream. Now it's on the way. What have you been craving?
Sandwiches.
Well, just sandwiches. Like, is there a specific sandwich, like a cold cut or an Italian sandwich?
Really, Jersey Mike's and Potbelly have been high up on the list. And I don't know why. Maybe just because they just make good sandwiches.
Yeah, Jersey Mike's really good.
I feel like I've been on a sandwich kick as of late.
But at Jersey Mike's, you don't like the juice.
No. And man, there was somebody in front of me that they're like, yeah, Mike's weigh it up. And they threw, I don't know, so much stuff on there. And then they juiced it up.
Oh, it's so good. Like,
it's not for me. But clearly it's so popular that they're just like, you want it Mike's way? So obviously, it's super popular. That part's just not for me, but they make some good sandwiches.
Can mark that and play that all the time for me, as Kevin just keeps saying it's super popular and awesome. Mike's way.
From the 214. So my son played for an Astros team in T-ball years ago and was afraid I wouldn't cheer for him because he knew how much I hated the Astros.
Oh,
I like
man.
It. I like that.
Oh.
From the 650, C-Block's the worst segment of any show on the entire station.
There's no way.
I'll tell you what.
Appreciate that.
The one team that you could get me to go, I don't think so, but I still would because I know how awesome it is to
Lakers?
Be a professional. Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't stand the Lakers. I was watching 1984 for a few minutes of game two of the NBA Finals, and I just didn't get to the part where Kurt Rambis got clotheslined by Kevin McHale yet. But I was rooting against the Lakers like it was a real game happening just because I was so pumped to see the Lakers lose.
Nice. So he gets what
that's
I'm
the team.
Here. Okay.
But your
For
Astro
me, it's the
hate.
Astros.
But when did your Astros hate happen? I don't even know if you hated the Astros in 2017 because nobody knew they were cheating at the time.
I hated them then.
I think players did, but they couldn't prove it till 2019.
It really came to a boil. Or a head, what is it? It came to
to a head.
A head and a boil with the Bannister moment.
Came to a hot head.
It was the Bannister moment. And then obviously last year, we're in Oxnard when it happened, I believe. But, you know, the Marcus Simeon stomp on the plate and everything, that whole thing really like woke it all back up for me. So,
because mine for the longest time used to be the Yankees just because they're the ones who decimated the Rangers in the 90s playoff run.
From the 682, currently broke, just got paid yesterday. Thanks the Bills. I would still not take a gig with the Astros.
Wow.
Hey, appreciate that.
That's a lot of commitment different. I do not have.
You said he's finished.
Yeah.
Djokovic is the man. Him not taking that COVID shot has put him way up on the boards.
And that's...
He doesn't have any health issues.
Wasn't he really good before that, too, though?
Yeah, I know. He was so good, they refused to let him play unless he got the shot, right?
Okay.
Was he kicked out of Wimbledon? Which one was he kicked out of?
I thought it was the Australian.
Definitely Aussie. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They were
Maybe big. He didn't get to play in a US
They were like,
too.
You better like kangaroos and shots.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.
Shrimp on the Barbie.
My God. Coming up next.
All those three things. And Vegemite.
Stop it!
Vegemite sandwich.
Who is the top coach in the NFL? Who's the worst? And where is McCarthy? That and Masterpiece of the Week. It is a jam-packed segment. Good news for you. It's coming up next right here on The Fan. PNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan on a shout-out Friday. Appreciate all the fantastic shout-outs that you guys have been sending in throughout the day. Are you ready?
Not all of them, though.
The good ones. There are some mean ones, and they hurt people's feelings. Not cool. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in a few minutes, but first, I got a ranking of NFL head coaches. Who do you think is the number one head coach in all of the NFL lands?
We think of Bill Belichick.
That is current. This is my own fault. Which coach that is still a head coach in the NFL for the 2024 season is at the top of the list?
So Mike Zimmer doesn't count because he's a defensive coordinator now?
No, he's not a head coach. Not somebody who you think could take a job at some point.
Andy Reid.
What if I told you it was not Andy Reid?
You'd be lying.
Luke Schoonmaker.
It's true.
How is that? That name popped into my head.
Andy Reid is, in fact, number one.
Your subterfuge doesn't work here, Kevin.
Fair enough.
I see through you.
But my question is, did you play the audio when we came back in the segment?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Mike Shanahan. His son, Kyle.
Kyle Shanahan is third on the list. So far, you guys have got number one.
The other Redskins assistant coach back
in
the
day. I don't think you're supposed to say that.
They were the Redskins when they coached there.
Okay.
Matt LaFleur?
No, he's with the Rams.
Oh, McVay, he wasn't an assistant. Like, he was
thought he was with the...
He was quality control coordinator for a while, and then eventually, like, he became somebody else's quarterback
coach. Sean McVay is second on the list. So, Mike, Reggie, and Corey, you guys have already got number one, number two, and number three. Where do you think Mike McCarthy is, by the way? 877-881-1053.
Frisco.
I think he should be about number 10.
Okay.
But I think that they were going to rank them worse. So you can...
I know this list, so I can't guess. Yeah.
I mean, I think he should be about 10 because coaching in this organization is tough and he is figuring out how to do it at the highest... I think the highest level you can do it in this organization with the restrictions that the Joneses put on you.
I mean, technically, like, think about that. Jimmy Johnson did it at that high of a level before it turned into what it is.
Jerry didn't know what he was doing back then, which was the greatest thing that ever happened.
Exactly.
Now that he thinks he knows what he's doing, he's ruined everything.
So, like, giving Jimmy Johnson that credit for, oh, he was the one guy able to do it. No, he did it before it all messed up.
Yeah.
I'll go 15, middle of the pack.
Okay. By the way, I said I appreciated all the people texting in and on the Twitch and the YouTube, but no, it is not John Madden. It is not John Gruden. None of those.
Johns.
Yes, that is true. All right. By the way, votes for McCarthy. He's middle of the pack. From the 214, I'm going to say 9. From the 817, 11. From the 214, should be top 5. That was not from Bobby Belt. Here is the rest of the top 5. John Harbaugh is 4. Matt LaFleur is 5. You guys have any major...
Sounds
Harbaugh?
Good.
Harbaugh.
Already.
Harbaugh. Like,
has been...
I think that's unfair and not
John.
Right.
Oh, John.
John
okay.
Harbaugh. Yeah.
Okay, that's gotcha. That's good. He's done a very good job in Baltimore.
Mike Tomlin is 6. I guess I think he's the best. I would put him in the top 5. He always figures out. He had Kenny Pickett, and he's like, that's fine. Now we'll give you some more junk. He'll probably figure out a way to make it happen.
Yeah, he picked up the Chicago Bears quarterback and put him at punt returner.
Yes, Justin Fields.
I saw the video.
No, yes, I did too.
I don't know, man. Tomlin's only won more than 9 games twice in the last 6 years?
Yeah, and his quarterback has been broke-ass done Ben Roethlisberger and Kenny Pickett.
Shouldn't he have demanded a better quarterback then?
I bet he did. And they were like, here, we gave you Kenny Pickett. And he's like, no!
Whatever.
And they go, fine, what about Fields? What about Russ? And he's like, no! All right, rest of the top 10. Mike Tomlin, 6. Jim Harbaugh, 7.
Yeah, really?
That does feel
he hasn't even, middle of the pack.
He's coached in the NFL before, though. Like,
I
we're not acting like he has no.
Yeah, but he hasn't even failed with the Chargers
yet.
Next year. Let's just say Belichick takes a job next year. Does he go to the best coach in the NFL?
He probably would be in the top 3 because I think Andy Reid, if Andy Reid keeps doing what he's doing, then Andy Reid's right there.
I mean, what if Bill Walsh comes back from the dead?
I mean, if that happened, I probably would
Huge
put Bill
surprise.
Walsh number one. I think he should be way
And I would
up
think
that,
that we
list.
Would have bigger. things to discuss at that point.
That's true. Like, we have zombie coaches now. And yeah, Jim Harbaugh, 7, Dan Campbell, 8, Sean McDermott, 9, and Kevin Stefanski, number 10. Now, there are some pushback for McCarthy. Well, Mike McCarthy should be number 33. So they do not care. And I just think, like,
man,
not to go like too much into a Dak conversation, I just think that is fundamentally inaccurate, although I know this is
an opinion. Should they have gone 17-0 without this coach? And should they have won all 3 Super Bowls without this coach?
And that's kind of where I'm at. Mike McDaniel is 11. We go down the list, down the list. He's not in the top 13. Mike McCarthy is not in the top 15. Nick Sirianni is number 15. Number 17 on the list. One person guessed 18. They were very close. Is Mike McCarthy, 11-11 in the playoffs, 1-0 in Super Bowls, 167 wins, 102 losses, 2 ties, 5th season with the Dallas Cowboys, 18th as a head coach overall. I don't know, man. That's kind of tough. I don't know how much higher I would put him, but I feel like 13, 14.
I was reasonable with Mike. Yeah, he feels like a top 10 guy to me, and everything just hasn't worked out so far. The guy has a Super Bowl, but then again, I guess Sean Payton, he's right there next to him and they're both very similar. And I would probably have Sean Payton at 13 right now.
Yeah. Sean Payton's 18.
Yeah. So I'd probably have, you know, kind of in the same area, but
I mean, I guess I would ask Cowboy fans, and I'm not like a big Mike McCarthy guy. I don't dislike him at all. I don't love him, but all right. The top 3 guys were Andy Reid, Sean McVay, and sorry, I'm forgetting the third guy.
Shanahan.
All right, they've been the coach for the last 3 years of these Dallas Cowboys under the Jerry Jones restrictions.
Yeah.
How do they do?
Yeah, not anywhere near as well as they have been. That's the same real thing.
You cannot be the same coach. When you're coaching the Rams or the Niners or the Chiefs or whatever, you are not allowed to be that same person here.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for some Masterpiece of the Week.
She said list this.
What's happening, fellas?
By the way, Reggie.
Hello, Reginald.
Good to talk with you. I apologize for cutting in on your time. Hmm? Dennis Allen with the Saints is the worst coach, followed by Gerard Mayo, making his head coaching debut with the Patriots.
Wow, Gerard Mayo, huh?
Back
to
you.
Not getting no love.
Just hasn't, doesn't have experience yet.
I mean, can't argue with that. What you also can't argue with is that this is Masterpiece of the Week. It's a segment that we do every week in which we revisit some of the funny, stupid, or odd things that have been said on this program by these fine gentlemen and sometimes another person, which is pertinent here. Anybody want to volunteer?
I volunteer as tribute.
I think you won, Kevin. I remember you've said so many things this week.
There was one that, if y'all wouldn't have reacted, I did not realize I had said anything weird at all.
I do wonder if it is this, which Kevin said.
I'm not saying you have to beat Joey Chestnut. Don't use that as a drop. All right.
Now I have to. Every time you acknowledge it, I have to
do it.
I don't think that was your worst one. I'm not going to vote for that because I think you even
And it was honestly in that same vein. Yeah. I should probably drop that word from my vocabulary.
Okay. I don't know if that one will pop up today. I'll be completely honest.
Defeat
off Joey Chestnut.
Yes. Go back if you just want to look up something fun. Look up Jim Ross, Edge, Lita, ladder match. Here's a oddly timed phrase in there.
Yeah, and the word edge means something totally different now.
Oh, that's true.
Like corners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kinda.
Speaking of corners, I do wonder if that had some level of effect in what happened here with Mike Bass.
So then she's laughing, ha ha ha, because now my balls hurt. So. Yeah, that was when I went over the fence to do some trimming of overgrown.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
good for you.
Sometimes you nick it. Yeah,
and I was trying to climb over an 8-foot fence, and I kind of smashed my balls on top of the fence. And I was like, oh, and she's like,
Do you have that song in the loop anywhere, by the way? Smash Your Balls.
We still have
Smash Your Balls. That Parker created.
It might be, actually.
But then even worse is as I got over the other side of the fence, then I ran into a wasp as I upset a wasp nest and then got stung, which it's pretty much gone. But then I just saw 20 wasps around me, maybe 10 wasps around me. and then screamed and then jumped over the 8-foot fence and then rolled on the ground. And my wife thought I broke my arm. She thought it was really funny.
That's what marriage of that length does to you.
Did she come out and she asked, and then whenever you told her, she just walked off?
She watched the whole thing. She was on the back patio seeing it, and she was wondering why I was screaming because she thought I hurt myself. And then she thought it was funny when I jumped off the 8-foot fence and rolled on the ground because I'm 46 and 244 days old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God, can't land.
Did she give you any medicine? Did she medicine you up or anything?
Yeah, so she mixed baking soda and water.
There you go. What?
Is she Dr. Wizard?
She's a doctor.
Mr. Wizard. Sorry.
I guess that's what you do with a wasp sting. You mix some baking soda and water together and then put ice on top of it.
Today I learned.
Like, and then I guess it helps, I don't know, calm down the swelling and the.
Did it?
I mean, it still stung for a good while, but it didn't swell up that bad. But I think I'm a pretty strong guy when it comes to wasp stings. I've been stung by a wasp before, and I think my body's been able to handle it.
At the risk of throwing this whole thing off the rails.
I'm not like Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, he died.
He's still alive.
Yeah, in the movie.
He was allergic to bees.
Yeah.
I'm not allergic to wasps. I wonder if you could be allergic to wasps.
Back to you, Reggie.
Yeah, I found this.
When you kill a wasp, by the way, they have that needle part because I killed 5 wasps that day. I wanted to touch the needle part of it, but I'm afraid it'll still sting. Yeah.
It will sting you. It's still alive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's still alive. The stinger is. Oh, okay. Its butt's alive still.
So if I took that and pressed it into you, it hurt?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm going to bring
that wasp.
Please, God, don't do that.
Why? And just see.
Reggie, take control of this.
I don't know if this is going to be more control because this was just the thing that I found. This is not Masterpiece of the Week, by the way.
Smash your balls! Bang, bang, bang!
I don't know.
Our show used to be a lot weirder. Our show... We made a Mortal Kombat version song of that. Our show used to be a lot weirder. The
show is still weird enough. Fair. Still weird enough, as Fair. Mike said this. Could they possibly be the
I don't
culprit?
Want your cronuts. You have super diarrhea. I don't want them. That's the day you came in with after COVID, you diarrheaed everywhere, you said?
I was not feeling well.
And then you're like, well, what if I bring you cronuts? And I'm like, I love cronuts, but I'm not eating COVID diarrhea cronuts.
Well, so what about... What if I had brought some in today?
Yeah, I feel like you're not having diarrhea lately.
How many times have you washed your hands since then?
At some point, you got to trust the food that you've been given. We've all had COVID.
Yeah.
COVID's common. So I'm accepting food. Like, we got Tiff's Treats yesterday.
Oh.
I'm sure somebody who made those Tiff's Treats at some point in their life has had diarrhea and COVID. Huh. And yet we still ate those Tiff's Treats.
Mm-hmm.
But if they said I have diarrhea today, I don't want to eat Tiff's Treats no matter how good their cookies are.
See where he's going with this.
Do you?
Okay.
You don't?
Oddly, it kind of made sense.
It all made sense to me.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be 48 hours away from the person having diarrhea to eat their food.
Okay. Sounds fair enough.
Reggie?
I don't want to think at all anymore at this point.
Is that 2 spins around the planet distance? 48 hours?
What?
The world doesn't spin that fast.
I don't even want to. Kevin said this.
I told you to keep going.
We got
to
move him now before he wakes up and
Reggie,
terrorizes.
If you were there, that's what it felt like, all right? He had been tranked, and it was time for transportation.
You're just moving bodies now?
That was about, baby Noah at the lake. And absolutely, I wanted to move him to the car seat and get on the road. I didn't. But that's probably the closest I've come.
Was it a blow dart or was it mechanized?
Going down like an elephant, just boom.
Where's the one I want to vote for?
I don't believe I have it for you, my friend.
Man.
Unfortunately.
Well, he said, I think it was yesterday he said it. I think it was yesterday.
You guys were fooling this week. There's so much stuff that you guys said.
Right, keep going.
Yeah, play one. I dare you.
Oh, you dare me? All right, here you go, Corey.
I could see that. I mean, for strengthening purposes, you know, you can spend hours doing it, too, while you're strengthening your wrist. So, it's true.
What is this?
Remember we were talking about Edge earlier?
Hey, they're the trainers that train sprinters, they, like, give them 2 shake weights, and they just act like they're running and just shake weight. Like,
and that's how they train?
Yes. To work their arms, to get stronger
arms. Like in a chair, or are they standing?
They're standing.
You guys ever seen the South Park episode where they talk about the shake weight? Pretty funny.
Drummers have got to have some pretty good conditioning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Neil Peart can get it done.
Drummers have to have good conditioning.
When you think about it for a second, dude, their arms are, and legs are moving at all times.
Yeah, the song's 3 minutes.
You were just talking about shake weight and a runner.
Yeah, they're going fast.
What drummers are too.
For 3 minutes?
For 3 hours.
Well, it's like way longer than sprinters.
Yeah, sprinters run for 17 seconds.
You're going really slow, though. You're going really slow.
Song over.
And then they do another song. And then they do another song. Like, they'll do an hour set.
Yeah, they're getting breaks. This is like soccer players. Hold on. They're not sprinting the whole time.
No. What do you mean they're getting breaks? Do you think they do a song at a concert and they're like, all right, everybody, we'll be back in a few minutes for the next
Dolly
song.
Dolly Parton talks about her boobs or her facelift or whatever for a minute.
I don't know what he's saying.
And then you start playing another song. They talk in between songs.
But not for that long.
Not always.
Okay, boxers get breaks too. Uh-huh. Their arms get tired, but if you made them box,
don't feel like nothing, baby.
If you made them box for 36 straight minutes, they couldn't do it. But as long as you give them 1 minute breaks in between their 3 minute rounds, they're fine.
Oh, is that they're fine?
I feel
fine.
Like we're setting up like a challenge show for Mike to have to try.
No, I know how tough even boxing for 3 minutes is. A son of a bitch, but I get it that you have to give them a minute break in their high. I'm not saying drummers aren't trained to drum for 3 hours, but they do get breaks. And by the way, I don't know if they drum for 3 hours. What 3 hour concert have you been to?
Jam session,
Taylor Swift
practice,
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, sorry, we got caught in a thing there. Yeah. All right,
Grateful Dead.
Next.
All right, I'm gonna limit it to this one. No, you know what? I'm gonna make sure to get this in for Kevin's benefit, if no one else.
Easy.
Klay Thompson said this.
Man, I'm also my happiest when I'm next to a body.
Aren't we all?
Yes, I remember when he said that. Now,
you went
the rest of that is of water, but it does sound, play it one more time. It sounds like Klay Thompson is the narrator over a new Netflix special.
Man, I'm also my happiest when I'm next to a body.
I enjoyed that. Thank you very much.
I don't know if you'll enjoy this. This was just nonsense that happened on the show.
I just kind of feel like that's what she's
saying.
Something
had to have happened.
So,
toe pick.
I guess her point is get better, Radical Canoe. That was for Emma.
What's her real name?
Raducanu.
Raducanu, not Radical Canoe.
But that sounds way cooler, right? Couldn't you see like the tennis world embracing somebody who's like, here comes Radical Canoe?
No. Yes.
Yes.
I'll vote for my balls to be the first voter.
I will also vote for Mike's. Well, I don't like the way that you said that.
So she's laughing, ha ha ha, because you know now my balls hurt. So
I'm voting for when Kevin tranquilized his kid.
Oh man,
we got to move him now before he wakes up and
Reggie,
terrorizes.
If you were there, that's what it felt like. All right, he had been tranked, and it was time for transportation. All right, I'm going to go with, and I don't know why, it's the addition of super to this. I'm going to vote for Cronuts and super diarrhea.
Oh, that's a
Could
good
they
one.
Possibly be the
I don't
culprit?
Want your Cronuts. You have super diarrhea. I don't want them.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. All right, but that means Mike attempting to get away from the wasp and the fence is the masterpiece.
I changed my vote to diarrhea.
Remember, okay. A vote late is a vote played.
I'm gonna vote for strength and risk.
I don't know. Ask Georgia.
Oh my God! Coming up next.
Remember, because
yes, I know what you're talking about, Mike.
Yeah, and then I think the Democrats did something. Can you believe those counties?
Let's chit-chat with the G-Bag Nation
what
next on The Fan.
Judge?
Smash your balls! Bang, bang, bang!
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The 1-2, and that ball is hit high and deep into right. Lowe going back, looking up, it's gone. six rows up in straightaway right. Corey Seager with a three-run dinger. And the Rangers lead it 7-2.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Huge series for the Rangers and Astros starts tonight. 7:10 first pitch, 6:30 pregame right here on your home of the world champions, 105.3 The Fan. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 817. Can I get a shout-out for throwing a no-hitter when I was on the Blue Jays and we won the championship in 1996? I display that trophy with pride, as you should. Congratulations. Now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Heggy. How are you? Happy Friday.
I'm doing well.
Didn't the Yankees win the World Series in 96 over the Braves?
I think it was like a Little League baseball
team. Yeah, he threw a no-hitter in a T-ball World Championship.
Gotta love it.
Wait, yeah, in a coach pitch.
What?
It's T-ball.
Struck a bunch of kids out.
Give like up Paul any hits. Skeens.
Man, that T was tough, man.
He was Paul Skeens out there before wow. Skeens was existing yeah, out in the world.
A bunch of 5-year-olds.
It was always so embarrassing. You get up to the tee and you hit the tee and you're just like, dang
or
it.
Or if you miss.
Yeah, that one kid.
I'm way more pumped, though, about Tuesday night's game that Skeens is starting. I know it's only one inning, but to start the game that you have Skeens is pretty special.
Hell yes. Major League Baseball finally got something right, man. That was an easy call.
They also put Adolis in the home run derby.
They
That's
did.
Nice.
They did. But no Josh Smith.
Yeah. Look.
In the home run derby?
In the all-star game.
In the game.
I can't reconcile that
we'll
either.
We'll see if it gets over the fence.
Are you guys?
Mike, I made a suggestion that we should have the home run derby without home run hitters.
Well,
and that way it's a surprise if they actually
bring
hit
back Ichiro.
Exactly. Oh, there looks like a sharp single.
I listened to y'all's segment, and maybe you guys brought this up, but here's what I would want. I would want the last five swings, like there's a timeout and a 30-second break, and they get five swings with a metal bat.
I
want to see, like you know, Alonzo. take the LSU Marucci bat or whatever. Like, I want to see if you want to see
cork
how far
up.
A ball Ping. Can go. Like, Ping. Let Gunnar Henderson hit five swings with a metal bat and see if he can hit Arlington Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that
awesome.
Would just to
that
me,
would be kind of awesome.
And you're not going to hurt anybody. You got to get the kids off the field so nobody dies when they hit this ball 140 miles an hour. But, like, wouldn't that be awesome at the end? Hey, we're having the home run derby, but your last five swings, and they count. It's kind of like the money ball in basketball.
Yeah.
You get five metal bat swings.
Okay, if it goes well above 400 feet, you get more points. If the exit velocity is over 130, you get points.
Yeah. I don't know if
they just kind of really trick it up.
Number, like,
yeah.
But I think over 120 is going to be like a firm number that they can get easily over 120 miles an hour with that bat.
Yeah.
And I do think we could see a 500-foot home run. Like Pete Alonso, I think, can hit it 500 feet right now with a metal bat.
Where's that thing, that spot where you can hit it to and win $100,000? I always hear about them doing the ads on that. Where is that located?
Yeah.
And they used to win a free suit at the old stadium.
And then a free truck, I feel like. So they upgraded it pretty big.
Is it on top of the roof?
It was in right field at the top of the roof. I don't know about it anymore.
I hear Jared and Hixie and Eric talking about it. Like, you win $100,000. And I'm like, where's the seat? Do we have a chance?
Yeah, that would be. There's always a chance, brought us.
Yeah, is there?
Now.
Telling me there's a chance.
Is there?
It is National French Fry Day. Is there a particular place you get the best French fries from? Or is your favorite French fry?
McDonald's is tried and true. Other than that, probably Arby's curly fries.
Yeah.
Curly fries are good.
Yeah.
Wingstop is goated.
Yeah.
They are.
That's what I think, too.
Yeah. And now you can add other seasonings to them if you want to. If you want to spice it
like
up.
Like the ranch seasoning?
The ranch dry rub, some lemon pepper.
What about Snuffers? Is that too high quality?
Man, I'll tell you what, that's a heart attack on a plate, but it's glorious.
Absolutely. They're the best cheese fries.
Cheese fries.
The loaded fries.
Snuffers, good fry.
Okay. Yeah, the loaded fries.
Yeah. If you get real lucky, you get a piece of that the foil with it, too. Just trying to choke it.
The only fries I don't like are what they call the steak fries, the big, thick ones. They're like an inch thick.
Okay,
there's too much potato in there. I need more crisp.
Those are his favorite, the wedgies.
The wedges are a little different than the steak fries. Okay. They have some similarities for sure.
KFC used to have outstanding wedges.
They
got rid of them.
Mike, it's going to be Djokovic and your guy, Alcaraz.
But will anybody be there to watch it?
Will you wake up on Sunday and watch it?
Breakfast at Wimbledon, Mike.
That's
come on.
Right.
Go for it.
Sunday, I have pregame at 12:30 and then after post game's over, I have to run out to the stadium and do another event.
So you're saying yes?
You got time. I think so.
Okay. DVR in the Euro final then?
It just, I wonder this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I'll be okay. Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
I won't spoil it for you.
I want to party with like a lot of older players that I know, but I don't know when I'm going to get to. Maybe Monday, and I'll miss Tuesday's show because I'll be too, drunk.
Oh my gosh. What?
That's good. Mike, bring that on. That'd be fine.
Let's go. Turn up, dude.
Yeah, come on, Mike. You get hammered on air all the time. What are you doing, man?
Really drunk.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
That's a great drop out there at Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We have Pure Gold as always. Thanks for asking. It's a Friday, so we'll be doing What You Drink and What You Thinking at 5:20. Eric Nadel's going to join us. And everything else we're going to mail in.
Ask so what we'll old see. Guys he wants to party with. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the McKancy Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodbye, Kevin.
I'm not, no.
Just go ahead and do it.
Goodbye. Oh, the potato!
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.